Blog Talk Radio.
I wasn't there yesterday. And for those of you who still want to view some of the
prior downloads, you can go and get those on-demand tapes and listen to them. However, there is a snowstorm out here in the Midwest. We are snowed in, people, 18 inches to be exact, and it's still counting. Oh, yeah, we can't get around like we want to. Got out for the first time yesterday and went crazy in the grocery store. Went in there grabbing all odds and ends, running down the aisles like I was in a race, trying to make sure I got everything I needed, and got caught up in that line, went to Walmart, and that was all she wrote. When I got in Walmart line to pay those bills, that time ticked away so fast, I never made it back. But nevertheless, I was still thinking about you yesterday, had you on my mind. I knew I was supposed to be there yesterday singing those spiritual gospel, old Negro gospel songs. I hadn't forgot about it. I had planned just the songs for you. And I wanted to sing them personally, a cappella. Would you believe it? Omi, with her voice, wanted to sing them a cappella. Yes, there's some work that needs to be done on my voice. It used to be good. Used to be able to bell out songs and words and to go up and down the scales, but I'm a little rusty, but you'll have to bear with me. And beg my apologies, because I'm trying and I'm working on it. And guess what? I'm practicing on you. So how would you like Omi to give you those Negro gospels today? I'm going to give them to you, and you can find my album online under the Jackson Singers and pull out the tape or the CD for 1997. One of my songs is on there. However, I'm not singing it on there at that particular time, but this was the one that I used to sing for the military and for Europe. I always did this one in public, This Little Light of Mine. Be careful, because I'm going to go over some bumps that may not sound right, because my voice is not up to par, but I'm still going to do it. That's how you get better. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, see, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Will I hide it on the bushel? No. You see, I'm gonna let it shine. Will I hide it on the bush? You know. You see, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it on the bush, you know. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. All in my house. You see, I'm gonna let it shine. I tell you, all in my house. See, they ought to let it shine. All in my house. They ought to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. That was the one I did just for you. However, that was the song that was done throughout Europe. It was my specialty. And then there was one called The Blood of Jesus. But let me do Bring Me a Little Water, Shearer. Bring me a little water, Shearer. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Shearer. Every little once in a while. Shearer, come a-running with bucket. See, I need a little bit of water as fast as you can. Put it in a bucket, Shira. Put it in a bucket now. Put it in a bucket, Shira. Every little once in a while. Every little once in a while. Another old one. Now, some of these songs were done by different traditionalists. And what I mean by traditional gospel, I mean people who did it the old way. They changed some of the names and words like taint I, finit to, fixin' to. They all had signals. And some of them told stories and gave direction. For example, there were those songs that we sang, such as the blood that Jesus shed for me. Oh, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power and its load from the highest mountains. Oh, yes. And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. Those are some of the old traditional songs that were done by the slaves when they came up from slavery and they finally got a chance to have their own churches. You would hear these songs in there and people would be clapping and singing. One of the songs was, I have joy in my heart. I have joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart, joy down in my heart. Some of those old songs. Some of your mothers might even know these songs, and some of them probably have sang them. Still away, and precious Lord, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Lest I stand, I am weak and I am worn through the night. Those were the songs that we sang. And we still sing them. And we've changed them around. Now that we've gotten more conscious, we've changed some of the songs around. And we've made them more national. And we've made them more radical. And some of the radical songs we do, go down Moses and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Oppressed so high they could hardly stand. Let my people go. Those are some of the songs that we sing now. And as we began to sing the songs, we realized there were codes and there were messages in our songs. And ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to go to station identification. We got more for you because we have a set of questions that we're going to be asking. I just wanted to give you that tidbit because I missed doing the Gospels yesterday. And please, I beg your apologies. I'm sorry I wasn't here, but I hope this made up for it. But we're going to get ready to kick it off and go to station identification and come right back at you in the air and get prepared to do our libation. So stay tuned for station identification. I'll be brief.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be sure. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Care to Read Room. You've just heard your Omi Inka doing a rendition of some of the songs that are on my CD. That CD is by the Jackson Singers. It comes out of Europe and Germany. You can find that tape. It might still be on back order, but it's a really hot old traditional tape. I'm on that CD and one of the Jackson Singers when I toured in Germany for 5 years. You can find that tape, and I would appreciate if you would patronize me and go out and buy that tape. I'm not doing very much singing now, but I'm getting my voice together so I can go back out there again. And I no longer do traditional gospel. I'm writing some of my own songs and doing a little bit more secular, upbeat gospel music, sort of like the music you hear with the hip-hoppers with the gospel. But nevertheless, I never forget about the traditions, because that's what brought me into singing, was a traditional song. And we're going to get on with our show today. And right before we get into our show, I'm going to ask permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak in this room? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, we're going to go on and do the cleansing part and the libation. Get out your list of names of your ancestors, because this is a traditional program. And because it's been underwritten by Project 2019, our whole goal is to make sure that we're teaching. This is a teaching institute, and we've created and put up for you the Luxor Institute for Family Education. That's right. It is based on Kemetic teaching. And there will be tons of Kemetic teaching going on in that room. You'll be able to access resource and referral material. What I have on there for you now is information about an upcoming event, an upcoming seminar that will be featured under sustainability and organic gardening, which will be located in Wisconsin, La Crosse, Wisconsin, to be exact. And there is also dates and information for the youth to attend, as well as for the elderly people and older people. And you can go to the page that talks about the grant writing and who has the grant. Now, I have not hooked that website up to this page yet, but I'm going to download that that actual address so you can be able to connect. Right now you can only connect to my other website, but please do go visit that website. I've been working feverishly to get that information out there for you. We are a family and consumer education room where we work and practice working with the family to bring the family into being. One of the things I desire to do, if it be inshallah and be God's will, my desire is to open our institute to be able to certify every teacher that wants to be certified in early childhood development. There is a non-traditional program that I've been working with for over 30 years that allows women to bring in their prior experience in child development and allow them to apply their prior work experience with coupled coursework, of course, of 120 clock hours to be assessed by the state and to be approved and evaluated as an advisor. Because I am an advisor, I can evaluate those candidates and make recommendations for their credentials. And that is the reason why we have this institute, because we are going to be endorsing teachers to become certified early childhood CDA candidates. Most people know me by being the CDA rep. However, I've stepped down from the rep position in collecting documents to becoming just an advisor and instructor so I can help more of the minority women pass the test and transition and matriculate up the ladder to become credentialed early childhood teachers. The rep position was great. I love the position and sitting on the board with everyone who actually executed giving the privilege to endorse teachers. But it's much fun helping those women get through the challenges of all of the five areas of execution for certification. And I want you to definitely visit the room, because that information on the CDA will be going up next. It is not up on the website yet, but my whole goal and my purpose was to take women off welfare, to get them trained in some area. Our whole mission for Project 2019 is that we close the gap and send African Americans back to school to get credentialing by the year of 2019 so that we close the gap of disparity of women being unemployed and being uneducated and underemployed. If I can help them to get credentialing, this will help close the gap of students who obtain credentials. And as we know, funds are drying up now with the Pell Grant, the 21st Century Grant, and the funds are going away. But you still can get funds in various different states for child development. The funds are still there. All I did throughout those 30 years was to help women find those funds so we could execute using them and getting them into a program. Those programs will not only give you that one-year certificate in child development, but there are some of the programs that will lead on to a master's degree where you can go from your associate degree to your bachelor's degree to your master's to possibly your PhD. Now, I don't know if they've confirmed the PhD, but I do know that they've given funds all the way up to the master. This is something grand that I think you should know about. Funds are available for early childhood because there is a shortage, and they want more teachers credentialed and trained. And guess what? Your OMI's going to do everything in her power to help every one of those candidates pass that test. And not only passing that test, but OMI's going to help them understand the process. That's what it's all about. So get ready for our libation as we call on our ancestors. Our ancestors, we're going to speak to them to make it possible that they will help us and intercede. And we're going to call on Mother Nature to intercede. As we set up that Luxor Institute, we're going to ask Mother Nature to bring the funds and the resources there that we need to build an institution. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not standing to your feet, you need to be. You are on holy ground. As I wash my face and prepare myself for this libation, I must keep my hands and face washed because I cannot greet my ancestors with a stale face. As I pour libation to the west, I say libation. Libations to the west. As I pour libations to the east, I say libation to the east. As I pour libations to the north, I say libations to the north. Libation. As I pour libations to the south, I say libation to the south. Libations. I call on those spirits to be. I call on the ancestors to be present here with us today. As we begin to cut the ribbon for the ribbon ceremony of the new institution, the Luxor Family Life Education Center, known better as LIFE. I bring life to you and good health that you may help your family learn about proper family lifestyle, that you may be able to find an institution that will give you assistance in helping you to obtain credentials, that you may be able to hear lectures, workshops that will open every door for you to have EY Pelu, better character, and good conduct. I pray this institution be a blessing to someone as we cut the ribbon today in the spirit that this institution will be blessed and sanctioned. We call on the ancestors to renew our spirit so that as we start this new process of this Luxor Institute for Education of the Families, that it will begin to draw people from all over. And that institution will be a blessing for some families, for many families. We call on the ancestors today. We call on Clara Jenkins and we say, Ashe. Clara Jenkins, a sister. We call on Robert Jenkins today and we say, Robert Jenkins, a sister. We pour libation to Robert Jenkins. And we say, Ashe. We pour libation to Clara Jenkins and we say, Ashe. We set a glass of water before Clara's side of the family. We set a glass of water for Robert Jr.'s family. We say Ashe. open those doors. May we stand on your shoulders as we begin the work, the processing of the Comedic Institute in teaching our people. We say Ashe, and we ask that you will lead us into the procession of cutting the ribbon, of starting the beginning of a family life center. And may you send the help we need, and may you send all sources and resources, and may you send all and all filthy lucre that is necessary to prosecute and to do what we have to do in that institute. May all forms of people who come out of the woodwork offering their assistance show up. And may Mother Nature give us assistance. And may the coyote come and assist us. And may the rivers and streams assist us. And may the earth give up and give out to assist the Comedic Institute that we're about to bring forward. We ask for the angels to even encamp themselves around the institution, even on the internet as it stands dormant. We ask them to show protection. We ask that at this particular day, that all manners of men and women who have comedic background will show up at our doorstep asking to assist and aid us. And we begin to ask all of the people that need the help to learn more about their culture and heritage, that they begin to show up. And we ask that you allow us to show up and show out for the way that we're going to carry this mission. The institute where anyone can go and find their way, become credentialed in a family life setting, in a child development setting. We call forth the ancestors today that they may go ahead of us and make the way plain and clear. That all I's are dotted and all T's are crossed, and everything that needs to be done, the crooked places will be made plain for this new institution. We call forth the forces to be today, that they are with us, and that they are more with us than against us. And those that would seek to harm us, that you neutralize those plans that were seeking to destroy us. Any plan that was seeking to come against us, it be neutralized. It will have no force, no authority, no power. We speak power over the situation. And we say, Ori Ray Ray, Ori Ray Ray, Ori Ray Ray, we need your help. Ori Ray Ray, we need you to assist and protect. Protect those pillars that were set up in that website. Protect every pillar where it stands for something. Iwapelu, good character, good conduct. Protect every pillar that we will not send anyone out with poor character and conduct, poor sportsmanship. We ask all of our ancestors, Obatala, Shango, Alekba. We ask Yamenja, Alekba. We ask each and every one of these ancestors and deities to assist and aid us. One of these candidates become credentialed. And we're asking this ahead of time and thanking it in advance and considering it done. After we come out of the spirit today, we consider it done. And that God will watch over his word to protect us. And he will confirm. He will take the unwise things to confirm the so-called wise. And that assistance will come from every direction, from the east, the north, the south, and the west. And the help is already on its way in the atmosphere. And we receive the help by faith. Stand on these grounds, that the institute will be planted on solid ground. That the institute will be planted on a solid rock. And on this foundation, for we will build his institute, the Comedic Institute of our ancestors, of our ancient loved ones, the Comedic Institute, where we can find intellect, where we can find spirituality, and where we can find institutions to be that are teaching us. And we thank you, ancestors, because you always hear us. We acknowledge you and give you all homage today. All homage, all homage. Homage comes to bear. Homage comes to bear. Homage comes to bear. Homage comes to bear. and the deaf ears that they may hear. And may we tap into the medulla oblongata and remind them of who they once used to be, a great intellect, a great people who brought about the institutions of education, mathematics, science, engineering, all manners of architecture. May we remind them that they were the scribes, just like Tahuti, who scribed and wrote, and we will write again, and we will take back our places of ancient civilization. And we say Ashe, Ashe, Asanta Sana. Thank you so very much for going with me on that trip. We are sanctioning our new Luxor Institute for Family Life Education on the air. We have to sanction it because it's up there. And we are sanctioning it so that it will stay there and that more knowledge will be begotten in that institute, and there will be people who can gain information and knowledge and advance themselves. That institute was divinely ordered by God, and he or she personally urged that I would put it up to bring about information and resources. We specialize in working with at-risk families and working with families of children with special needs. So therefore, no one is turned away for service. And if we can be of assistance to those families, we will show them how to be advocates for their own children. We do not advocate for these families. We will teach the families to be advocates for their own children. And we're not building a village because we know, and I've told you, that it takes a parent to raise up a village in order to train a child. We're not building a village this time because there's nobody home. When I knocked last time, there was nobody home at the village. So now we got to raise up parents and train parents in parenting classes so they can raise up the village. We got it all twisted. Come on, African people, let's get it right. When we raise up a parent, you raise up a nation. And once you raise up a parent, you don't have to worry about a village. They will raise that village up on their own. You don't have to worry about a child because when you train that child alongside the parent to read, they will learn to correlate and read together, and she will read to that child, and he will be brought up properly. It's the parents that we're trying to reach today. It's the parents. And for so many years that I taught in schools, I discovered I was teaching the wrong person, that the real person who needed an antidote and a clinical assistant or therapy was the parent. They were the ones beaten down. They were the ones working 2 and 3 jobs, trying to give children what they never had. They were the ones sleeping in the day so they could work at night. They were the ones coming to school to pay for field trips and taking off for days they couldn't get paid and going on field trip. I have homage for the parents today. And all parents that are out there, raise your hand if you're a parent and if you're going through something. I want to back you. I want to assist you. I want to send you to my website to help you because I know about parents, and this is one thing I do know about a good parent because I am one and have been one. So I know how to help you in that area, and I want to help you. And that facility, the Luxor Institute for Family Education, has been created for my families out there who I love so dearly. Because I know if nobody don't back you, the families will stand up and back you. Even if your administration won't back you, those families will stand up and call you blessed. Because they know a good parent who is helping them, who they can call at any hour to tell them about their problem. So that Family Institute was divinely created to create some steps to help parents, whereas if I could have benefited from it, I know what would have made me a better parent. And what I put on there are videotapes to tell you about your child. Your child can read. And guess what? Omi spent 3 years working with children from 3 to 5 years old, and I have documentation that they can read. And they will read for you. All of my preschoolers practically came out of there with enunciation, able to break words down, able to read high-frequency words. Yes, your babies can read. Go to my website. You can go to the website under Lilly Institute for Family Education. Lilly Institute, under Weebly, weebly.com/Omiinka. And when you go there, you will see that there is documentation that children who are 3 and 4 years old can read, and there's material out there to help them learn to read. Now, mothers, you are going to be going through a reading program, too. As you know, this room is Care to Read. If you haven't looked at the head post, Care to Read. We're about reading, literacy. And the reason I brought slavery into it, one of the things that the Africans fought so much for was to learn to become educated, to become intellectuals, to learn to read. They never had the opportunity, and that's one of the things that the question is about: why was Washington fighting to go to school? Why was he fighting to learn to read? Under the Reconstruction and Renaissance, what two actions did the ex-slaves on plantation feel they had to take? What were those two actions? Now think about it, people. Think about it, family. What were the two actions? They're just up from slavery, and they had nowhere to go, and they were told they were free. They felt that they had to leave the plantation. Some of them, as you know, some of them stayed behind because of ignorance, of course, and at least for a while. And to change their names, they had to give the master their names back. That's right. And what are you saying, Omi? What are you saying?